22. Stone met Dino for dinner at P.J. Clark's.
Are we ever going to have dinner anywhere else?
Dino asked. I'm game, Stone said. Suggest somewhere.
I mean, I've always liked Clark's, but none of the regulars from Elaine's are ever here.
That's because, like us, they don't know what else to do with themselves.
I miss them,
Dino said. Why? You didn't spend a lot of time with them?
Yeah, but I miss them anyway.
Dino, I've got news for you. Elaine is dead, and Elaine's is closed for good. Get used to it.
I'm trying.
Are you seeing the dancer, Rita?
Oh, yeah, but the hours may be more than I can deal with. Right now she's available in the evenings because she rehearses in the daytime. Then, after tomorrow night, she'll only be available in the daytime when I'm working, because she's performing at night. You going to the opening?
I think we're sitting together.
Okay. And there's the party at Sardi's afterward. It may be the last time I see Rita.
Cheer up. Maybe the show will close after the first performance.
I wouldn't wish that on her. How much have you seen of Marla?
Only the once. Fortunately, unlike Rita, she'll be available in the evenings once the show is opened.
Good for you. If I can't see Rita, then I'm going to start thinking about Shelley again.
Have you heard from her since you booted her out of your bed?
I had a postcard with a picture of the Port Authority bus terminal on it. No signature.
What did she have to say?
See you around.
That sounds ominous.
Tell me about it.
I hope you burned the postcard. You don't want that lying around the house.
I've been a cop all these years, and you think I don't know how to destroy incriminating evidence?
Stone laughed. I was getting worried about you.
I was getting worried about me, too. You know, there's this female detective in my squad named Vivian DiCarlo, nice Italian girl.
Dino, the next worst thing to fucking Shelley Bach is fucking somebody in your squad.
Unless we can get away with it,
Dino replied. Oh, shit, Stone said. You're determined to destroy your career one way or the other.
So what if I do? I've got the money from my divorce settlement and a pension waiting for me.
Retirement would be an unnatural act for you. What would you do with yourself?
I don't know. What do other retirees do?
Play shuffleboard and wait to die.
I could travel.
You hate travel unless I'm there to fly you.
I could buy a place in Italy and go live there.
You're a New Yorker, not an Italian.
With a name like Bachetti, I'm not Italian?
You live and breathe New York. What would you do in Italy? You speak about as much Italian as I do.
I used to speak Italian with my grandmother when I was a kid. It would come back to me.
You'd end up sitting in some bar in Rome trying to pick up American tourists so you could talk to somebody.
That's pretty much what I do here, except they're not tourists.
What you do here is be a cop. I hope you're not stupid enough to give that up before they boot you out. Dino sighed.
Don't worry, I'm not going to quit.
If you start seeing this DiCarlo girl, you'll end up getting one or both of you transferred, probably to the Bronx, or the outer reaches of Brooklyn. Stone looked toward the door and saw Herbie Fisher standing there.
There's Herbie,
Dino said.
At last, a familiar face.
Stone waved him over. He wants to be called Herb now. He's growing up. Herbie sat down and ordered a drink.
What a day,
he said.
What a week! Is that good?
Dino asked.
You bet your ass it is, Herbie said. I got promoted to senior associate and pulled in two pieces of new business, maybe three.
What's the third? Stone asked. Herbie told him about his dinner with Robert Bentley II.
Sounds promising, Stone said. Eggers is champing at the bit for me to get that.
I'm sure he is.
But I'm not going to rush it. I'm going to let him come to me. that's wise, if he comes. He'll come. His son is my associate.
How'd you swing that?
Dino asked. I didn't swing it. The kid is the newest associate, and I'm the newest senior associate.
A marriage made in heaven,
Dino said. Don't laugh. It could turn out that way. If we handle a major litigation for Bentley, it could bring millions into the firm.
Eggers would like that, Stone said.
I'm redoing my apartment, Herbie said, apropos of nothing.
Okay, Stone replied.
My secretary is doing it. Turns out she has a real gift. You should come and see my office. Even Eggers liked it. He picked up the tab for it, too.
My word, Stone said. You did have a good week, didn't you?
I'm going to make more rain, Herbie said. My goal is to bring in more business than a senior associate ever has.
The boy has ambition, Dino said. Who knew? Herbie.
Herb, please.
Ah, Herb. How do you go from being a gold-plated fuck-up to being a senior associate at Whitman and Weld?
Hard work and good luck, Herbie said, and good friends.
That's an unbeatable combination, Stone said, clapping him on the back. Stone looked toward the door and saw Mike Freeman standing there.
Over here, he yelled.
Mike came over and sat down.
You know, I went to Elaine's automatically looking for you.
I have to stop myself from doing the same thing, Stone said.
Stone, you up for a trip to L.A.?
What's up in L.A.?
I think it's time we had a look at our hotel's progress.
Well, the hotel is a Woodman and Weld client, so I guess I can justify the trip.
We'll take the Strategic Services G-550, Mike said.
That'll take the sting out of air travel.
Can I come? Herbie asked.
Stone shook his head. No junkets for you. You have new business to take care of.
How about me? Dino asked. I can take the time.
You're welcome, Dino, Mike said. He looked around. Do they serve food here?